talking about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlie
and Jess
with your 8am Zedlines. Tawong Private Hospital has recently closed after entering administration due to financial difficulties. Administrators from the EY have questioned a $300,000 artwork purchase made in June 2024 from the hospital's sole director, Wayne Kratzman. The transaction is under scrutiny as part of their preliminary report to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. The Queensland government has ruled out acquiring the hospital, which has operated for over 40 years, before closing in June 2025.
A Brisbane Council internal review has indicated that the number of trees in good condition on Brisbane streets is well below government targets. The council review showed that almost 20,000 trees had been in poor shape, but it is predicted that the number is higher. Energy Queensland, Energex's parent company, have a responsibility to remove vegetation posing an immediate threat to the power network. A review done by the ABC showed that Energex has slashed its annual plant clearing budgets by tens of millions of dollars in the past 10 years. Council rejected the claim that the number of trees in poor condition exacerbated the damages during Cyclone Alfred earlier this year.
In national news, a critically endangered lizard is under threat by a land sale dispute between the Victorian government and landowners. The Victorian grassland earless lizard habitat, thought to be extinct, was discovered living on a farm of Melbourne 2 years ago. The farm owners want to sell their land suitable for the conservation of the Victorian government because of the threat posed to wildlife poachers. However, the government won't buy them out despite the Melbourne Strategic Assessment Program, where they aim to preserve grasslands. University of Melbourne wildlife ecologist Brendan Wintle said that the species could be lost again without action and that losing the dragon once was tragic enough, but twice would be negligent to say the least.
Flights between Broome in Western Australia and Singapore are set to cease operating. Qantas is shutting down its Singapore-based budget airline Jetstar Asia on July 29, 2025 due to rising costs and stiff competition. This move will end the seasonal Broome-Singapore route, which began in June 2024, which marked the first international route to fly directly into Western Australia since the state's borders reopened after COVID-19 closures. The service was underperforming, with most passengers being locals and flights often half full. Around 500 jobs will be lost in Singapore, but redeployment of aircraft to Australia is meant to create 100 positions domestically.
In international news, the US is reviewing the AUKUS security pact it has with Australia and the UK. This news comes less than 2 weeks after the US Secretary of Defense said Australia needed to boost military spending. Australia is depending on the AUKUS pact to acquire nuclear-powered submarines. A US defense official said it would ensure the pact met Trump's America First agenda, as the US struggles to build enough submarines for its own fleet.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cold. It's currently 7 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 17. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 8am news. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.